Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Our motive for doing anything matters in life. God also wants us to seek Him with the right motive. He desires it when we seek Him to have communion with Him, rather than seeking Him to have solution to our problems. The first thing first. When we know Him more, our problems will be solved. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, why do you seek Him? Our Bible text is from John chapter 6 verse 1 to 13. And verse 26 to 27.
After these things Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penneth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves, and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. And verse 26 and 27, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
God knows our needs and He is ready to meet them. Our needs may seem big or difficult to meet, but God knows them all, and can meet them. From our Bible text today, Jesus was at Galilee. He went to the sea and a great multitude of people followed Him because they look for miracles because they have seen the miracles He had performed. At that time, Jesus has to leave the location and went to the mountain. The problem is not that Jesus did not love them, or He does not have power to do more miracles at that time. But Jesus was looking at their motive for seeking Him. Jesus knew these people needed spiritual food, which is the nourishment of the Word of God, than miracles. At times we also seek God because of our needs, but God may delay giving us what we seek Him for, in order to give us a higher need, which is a closer relationship with Him. From our Bible passage, Jesus went to the mountain after He left the sea and the people still followed Him. As He sat with the disciples, He lifted up His eyes and saw the great multitude. Verse 5 of our Bible text says, When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? At this time, Jesus would not leave them or allow them to go away. Jesus was moved with compassion as he had seen their persistent in finding him, and he decided to minister to their physical need. I pray God will also meet your needs today. But the problem is, what do you prioritize, miracle over spiritual food, or spiritual food over miracle and physical food? When you eat spiritual food, it will give you access to miracles and to physical food, which will be far better. Today, many people seek God because of their physical needs. But we must give our spiritual nourishment a higher priority. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Jesus, after he had seen these great company of people, he decided to give them a miracle in form of physical food to make them seek him more and get the spiritual food which he so much desired for them. So he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat?" There was a temporary problem for the disciples to solve here. The master desired food for the multitude, and they were away on the mountain where they could not find food to buy even if they have enough money. Jesus asked the question to test Philip. He knew the problem at hand and he knew what to do about it. Verse 6 of our text says, "And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do." God knows what to do about your life. He knows your needs and he is aware of every problem you are passing through today. At that point, the disciples tried to respond to the challenge. Philip mentioned that 200 penny worth of bread will not be sufficient to buy enough bread. Likely that was what they had or could put together at that time. Andrew also came and said, "We found a boy with 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fishes, but this won't be sufficient as well." Jesus decided to do a miracle at this point that will meet the physical need of the people and will also make them seek the spiritual food. And he told his disciples, "Make the men sit down." He asked for the 5 barley loaves, blessed it, and gave back to the disciples to break and give to the people. A miracle occurred as the bread increased and was sufficient to feed 5,000 people with 2 baskets still remaining. It's a big miracle. What they had left as remnant in the end was far bigger than what they started with. That's supernatural increase. I also pray for you that God will give you supernatural increase that will make you marvel. It does not matter how you started the year, but today a miracle that will overshadow the beginning will happen in your life in Jesus' name. The book of Job 8 verse 7 says, "Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase." Jesus started with 5 loaves and they got 12 baskets in the end. No matter how humble or low you started, God shall make your tomorrow great. And it starts manifesting in your life now in Jesus' name. The next day, the crowd came seeking Jesus because of the food he had eaten the other day. And Jesus answered them in John chapter 6 verse 26 and 27 saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Today, what is also your motive for seeking God? Are you looking out for Jesus for salvation and to commune with him, or because of your problems? Do you pray because you desired a closer relationship with him, or you pray just because you have problems you want God to solve? Try to give your hunger for a closer relationship with him over others' desires. Jesus said, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you." Labor for that which will last today. I pray for you today that God's mercy will speak in every area of your life. Today, God shall give you the thirst and hunger for spiritual nourishment. And as you commune with him daily, miracles that will put an end to your problem will happen in your life in Jesus' name. I speak grace, strength, and the peace of God into your life as you go in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Zechariah chapter 10 to chapter 12. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.
when the